Hello, listeners. This is just Catherine here. As those of you who follow us on Instagram may have already seen, a couple months ago, my co-host for Let's Talk About the 2000s, Jason, passed away. Everyone who knew him knows that he was such an incredible, bright, creative, funny person, and I don't really have words for how heartbroken me, as well as all those who knew him, are. If you want to continue supporting Jason and the work that he did create, not just as a podcaster, but as a filmmaker and as a photographer and just as a creative person, we do have a website to keep his work going. It is in our Instagram bio as well as the description of this episode. It's celebratingjasoncortez.com. Please check it out. I'm not sure what the future of this podcast holds after this episode. I am planning an episode as a tribute to Jason, where I will be bringing on those who knew him who would like to share and on the podcast about him and his work and also just memories. That I'm not sure exactly when that will be out. Still kind of planning out the logistics. Do expect that later this year. As for this episode, this was not the last episode that we recorded, but those who listened to our last episode, Woodstock 99, probably heard us arguing in the end over whether or not we recorded an episode on Kelly Clarkson. He was convinced that we had, insisted we did, and I had, for whatever reason, I had no memory of it. I did not believe him. I'm pretty sure the actual file I saved that he sent me to prove it, I saved it as allegedly Kelly Clarkson. And I listened to it, and sure enough, he was right, as he often was, as you all know who have been listening for a while. So this is that episode, because I know in a million years he would never let me get away with not putting this out, especially considering he for sure won this argument. So here is that episode. The last thing I really have to say is thank you all so much for listening, for supporting, for calling us out when we made incorrect statements, which I'm sure happen even more often than we were called out for it. Thanks for just giving us all the love. I love you guys. We both love you guys, so thank you so much.
Oh my God, recording in progress. This is amazing.
It's amazing. Can you believe?
I could not believe, dude. All right. How are you, Catherine?
I'm all right. It's very hot down here in the South.
I mean, so we all make mistakes. we made a hard audible 5 minutes ago because me and Catherine were yelling at each other. We're not talking about Big Time Rush this week because I've never seen or heard their music or seen the show. Catherine hasn't seen the show since she was like 9. And
whenever,
so like
Big Time Rush first came out,
whatever, Shakira. And so we were like, let's talk about something else. You know, let's hard pivot to Kelly Brianne Clarkson. And before we hop into Kelly Brianne Clarkson, we have some little news to kind of talk about. Brittany has filed, her attorney has filed a motion to get her dad off her conservatorship.
Ew.
Her new lawyer has done more for her than anyone else has in the past 15 years.
Yep. Looking at you, Jamie Lynn. It's on site.
Looking at you, Jamie Lynn. Literally. Like Catherine said, it's on site, brother. Mm-hmm. We know you live in Calabasas. All right. So her dad, it might be out of there real fucking soon. Let's hope. Let's pray. Get your hands together and pray for the queen, please. Other hot news. Woodstock documentary is out on HBO Max. Hashtag and not sponsored to say that.
I wish we were.
Yes, I know. HBO, if you're listening, we are here, dude. You should have called us. All right. Us up.
We can be bought.
Literally, you can buy me out, daddy. All right.
Real easy.
I've been working on stretching. My legs can spread far and wide. Okay.
Oh my God.
I can go to the latitude of the equator, fam. Okay. Just tell me what you want. I'm here for you. Me and Catherine are here for you.
Okay. Don't pull me into all that.
We are in this together.
I don't like that.
Terrible. What's annoying you this week, Catherine?
Mosquitoes. Wait, dude. Did I use that recently? They just really tore me up this last week. Like,
you know,
I got one on my neck.
Yes.
Like, it's nonstop lately. I can't go anywhere. I can't be inside. I can't be outside. I can't be inside, outside. I just get eaten no matter what.
Jesus Christ, dude. I am so sorry about that.
All right. Like, I'm just chilling in a hot tub. Two mosquito bites on my face.
That is true. Me and Catherine were hanging out. It was my birthday this past weekend. We were hanging out with a bunch of our friends, a bunch of people who have been on the show. Mm-hmm. We did not record a show during that time because I had food poisoning and I did not have the energy to muster to talk about the 2000s. But we were busy just hanging out. Catherine was playing Sims.
I was playing Sims. You were playing Smash.
I was playing Smash.
Still playing Smash.
Yeah, correct. I was playing a lot of Smash, dude. We were hanging out. I will say we did miss kind of an opportunity to record something in the hot tub. I think that would have been great.
That would have been fun. It would have been really funny.
It would
have been our worst sound ever.
You would have just heard words and then
because we got to have the Jets on full blast.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hot tubs. If you ever get your friends with an Airbnb, make sure there's a hot tub. Yeah. It's so awesome.
Even when it's hot out, it's still.
Dude, it felt awesome, dude. It wasn't even that hot. It felt fucking great to be there. The weather was kind of perfect when we were there. Is that your cat?
It wasn't bad. Yes, no, really she has good. Jumped up. So if you hear noises,
I mean,
my child, do not eat my computer.
That's
ma'am.
Fine. That's fine. That's fine. I want to give a quick shout out to a listener that messaged us. I'm going to read your DM, Amanda. I'm calling you out.
DMs are not a safe space.
Yeah, not a safe space. I should have asked for consent. No, wait, I did. I said, hi, hello. Thank you for this. We will definitely be bringing this up on an upcoming episode. Well, here it is. Quoting here, quote, so I am very late to your podcast, but you've asked to be corrected on episode 12, underrated ladies of the 2000s. Holy shit, dude.
Yes, correct us, please.
Oh, my God. All right. So the movie with Hilary Duff, Italy, and Moped was the Lizzie McGuire movie. I don't remember what the fuck we talked about. The Nicholas Sparks movie Zac Efron was in was The Lucky One.
Oh, yeah.
The movie y'all were talking about was Charlie St. Cloud, and it is not a Nicholas Sparks movie. However, it is based on a book. It felt like a Nicholas Sparks film, dude.
Nicholas Sparks in spirit, but she is right. And I'm honestly, now that she's saying that, I'm like, Charlie St. Cloud isn't Nicholas Sparks.
It's not a Nicholas Sparks. Yeah, I'm beyond shocked.
Thank you for the clarification. I love it when people correct us.
Thank you so much, Amanda. Michelle Branch was the most underrated singer from the 2000s, and I believe Spirit Room is on vinyl, and you are correct on that. She is the most underrated singer.
That's valid.
Of the 2000s, Queen Branch, Queen B. I appreciate...
Her name was Amanda?
Yes, her name is Amanda, the fan.
Okay.
The fan
Amanda, you're great. We're human. We make mistakes, and we appreciate.
I know. Thank you so much for going that deep, dude.
You're right, and you should say it.
I can't believe it. They also said, "I appreciate your podcast. I feel it in my soul. Please keep making these." Also, on the TV theme episode, One Tree Hill's theme song is "I Don't Want to Be" by Gavin DeGraw, and the records with Michelle Branch were on a few episodes. Okay,
dope.
At least they feel this podcast in their souls. So, so just for you, Amanda, we're going to talk about the 2000s. Amazing segue. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm getting so much better. I'm getting so much better at these segues. These are becoming hot. Kelly Brianne Clarkson from Fort Worth, Texas. Yeehaw, brother. Let's go. Let's talk about this icon, greatest American Idol. I guess arguably, but in my eyes, no. She was made to be a star since birth. We all knew this. American Idol proved it. Mm-hmm. And then her debut album kind of solidified herself as one of the greatest singers of all time.
Yeah.
She is like, you know, she, I don't even want to talk about that first season of American Idol. I think we've all know what it is, but I think we can talk about her music career post American Idol, because a lot of American Idols don't get that kind of post show blow up and solid career. Everyone kind of dies off, you know.
Yeah, everyone kind of wins American Idol and like that is their peak. It doesn't I mean, correct. David Archuleta's may have been when he went on iCarly.
Oh my god, dude, that was so weird. That's...
I need you to know, quick like sidebar, that there is a YouTube video where someone took the one part that he was in iCarly, has like one short line, and it's made in like Windows Movie Maker, and all the comments are just these like young girls going like, oh my god, it was so cute when he said 43B.
I've seen it, all right. I've seen it.
Have you seen the YouTube video?
I have seen the YouTube video of it. It's fucking awful.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
It's fucking terrible.
Peak of his career.
Let's talk about the fucking iconic the iconic album, which was Breakaway.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then her first album was Thankful. You know, Miss Independent, The Trouble With Love Is, and Low. Miss Independent was just like, I don't think we were ready for this shit. Mm-hmm. Beautiful Disaster. And then her cover of A Moment Like This, which is like fucking amazing. Like,
yeah.
You know what's amazing is her voice has never really like fallen off ever. Yeah. And I think that's like, that's really a testament to her. It's just like, oh, god damn it, man. She's just too fucking good.
She's really good, and she's been taking care of them vocal cords.
I know. That is just like the best shit.
She really did a really good job of making a hit after hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also she knew like how to blend like her like kind of vocal range and her vocal strength into kind of pop radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because yeah. there's like those a lot of great singers that just like kind of keep it mellow, or well, not mellow, but just kind of level off their voices for the pop sound. But she's in that collect few that like were able to like make pop go with her sound.
Yeah.
And I think like,
I want pop, but I want to belt it out.
Correctly. I want her to scream Miss Independent into my eardrums. Just so I understand, okay? Feminism has come a long way, all right? She's a leading charge for that. I don't know why I laughed as I said that.
I don't know why you did either.
I don't know why. I think it's because I thought of a different joke and then they just collided. You ever have like two thoughts just like meet?
Mm-hmm.
And then like your reaction to the first thought doesn't match the second thought? You should never invite me to your funerals.
That's true. I can confirm. I've seen how Jason acts at events.
Yeah, dude.
He'll just chant "lock her up."
I'm not gonna do that's between us, Catherine. God damn
not
it!
Anymore.
It's over. It's over now. We're canceled. By the way, guys, if you want to go back in our episodes and see shit we've said that's cancelable, let us know.
Oh God.
Let us know, dude.
Let us know,
man.
I feel like it's mostly you.
Shut up, dude. It's probably me.
You said Bukkake in the first episode.
I did say Bukkake the first episode. But that's not cancelable. That's an actual thing. Okay? It's a gross thing, but it's a gross thing, but it's an actual thing.
I think it's worth canceling you over.
No. It's just Bukkake, dude. Anyone can get a Bukkake.
Oh, God.
Man, it's like a Bukkake is for all genders, all spectrums. Okay?
All walks of life.
Anyone can get cum on their face.
Oh, Jesus. All right? Okay, let's move on.
No, let's not move on. Oh my God. Speaking of coming in my face, Breakaway was such an amazing album, dude. Like literally like busting nuts in my face of like heavy hits. Let's just rail down this path of hits, okay? Let me know when that nut is busted, okay? Since you've been gone,
busted.
Behind these hazel eyes, because of you, I'm literally like going nuts right now.
Yeah.
Walk
because
away.
Of you is like we talked about it in our breakup songs episodes, one of the best breakup songs in existence, straight up. Like when I think like I need like a breakup song to like scream to
because
straight
since,
up.
Since you've been gone, bro. Walk away and Breakaway. Breakaway is so timeless. It ages like fine wine that mm-hmm. if she dropped it now, it would still bang. Like if this was a brand new 2021 song, post-COVID song, this is like it. Like Breakaway is what you hear in Olympic montage clips. Like this is the fucking song,
dude. Breakaway is one of the only songs nowadays that like I can listen to it and just feel hope. You know what I mean? Like yes. I can feel what hope feels like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can feel America through your fucking veins when you listen to Breakaway.
That like, and like Dreams by the Cranberries for some reason. I don't know why. I think it's the tone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but I listen to it and I'm like, I feel at peace.
100%. 100%. I can't believe it took talking about coming to really wake me up. Since You Be Gone, as we talked about in episode 12, apparently, of our breakup songs, I think. No, that was Underrated Ladies. Since our breakup song episodes, Since You Be Gone is like a quintessential breakup song. It is an empowerment song.
For sure.
It's an empowerment song. Behind These Hazel Eyes, classic. Because of You is like pull your heartstrings, like reach up to the stage and cry.
Yeah, earlier I definitely switched up Because of You and Since You've Been Gone. Like I meant Since You've Been Gone, but I got confused.
You know what's amazing about this entire album is every single and like all of it have the same font for like all the songs. Like it's the same design, same font on the left side. That's really lazy. Okay, that's really lazy marketing and lazy design. So you know who you are who did that.
Wow.
Fucked up. Also, shout out to 2000s hair.
Yes.
Because that album cover of Breakaway
is so 2000s.
Like, this is every MySpace picture ever, dude.
Like, the entire, it's not even the hair, it's like the entire cover.
The fucking cover is 2000. This is MySpace. This is MySpace peak.
Absolutely. You know? Well, also, even like her 2009 one, too, also.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's
yes,
a little yes. more modern, but like particularly to the Breakaway.
Holy. Like, so honest. I'm not going to lie to you, dude. All I ever wanted, like the 2009 cover, is an awful cover. This is awful.
Oh, I hate it.
This is disgusting.
It's the first time I've seen it, but I hate it. Can confirm.
Absolute disrespect to Queen Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
What's our favorite song from Breakaway? Because I feel like there's just too many.
Like it's one of the, it depends on the vibe, you know? Like I can't say because it all depends on what the vibe is at that time, because sometimes it's Breakaway, sometimes it's Since You've Been Gone, you know. Mm. I'd say those are probably my top two.
Okay,
if I had to, Because of You I think closely follows though.
Okay, Because of You, I think if I had to choose one, I think it would be Breakaway.
Mm-hmm.
Or Since You've Been Gone, but it's like
how do you choose?
That's a toughie.
It's two like, very different vibes.
Do you want to feel like this kind of empowered strength, or do you want to feel like hope for like, you know, a new future? Also, fun fact: Avril Lavigne helped write Breakaway, which explains a lot because it sounds like an Avril Lavigne song.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
I love that.
I know.
Wow,
can you like? I know that is a shocker, bro. That is a heavy hitter, dude. Could you imagine like Avril Lavigne singing Breakaway? Because I can now.
I don't know if I could.
I feel like I could. I want to YouTube that. Like, has Avril can cover a Kelly Clarkson song. So Breakaway was a song written by Avril Lavigne when she was 14. That's insane.
Sorry, but I think REM by Ariana Grande was originally for Beyonce.
And okay, that's crazy.
A version that exists of just Beyonce singing it.
Okay, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I could be wrong about the history of that, but Beyonce definitely has a version of Ariana Grande's that's like better.
No, that's true. It's true. It's true. Okay, cool. Let's move on to actually, no, fuck. I forgot to do numbers. I just want to let you know how like the hold that a Breakaway had and still kind of has in our souls. Like, this fucking moved units, my guy. This fucking sold 12 million copies worldwide and became one of the best-selling albums of the 21st century. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certified 6-time multi-platinum record. Jeez. It's 6 times, dude. That's like, Kelly didn't have to make music after this. Like, yeah, I want people to understand this. Like, she could have stopped. Like, I don't think she needed more music. Like, this was it. This is still being played in Kohl's. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, you don't just need any.
It's still like, being played on my Spotify.
like this is like me 8 p.m. looking for eggs at Walmart.
Oh my god!
Like, I'm walking around, and then you know, like, Because of You starts playing.
And next thing you know, you're crying in the aisle.
And then I'm trying to decide whether pasture raised or free range eggs are better.
Tears, you know? Running down your face.
Tears, only to realize that they're from the same farm. Let's talk about My December, which is a very like underrated, kind of forgotten album from Kelly Clarkson. It's a lot of pop rock, and even like the cover felt very Evanescence inspired, you know. And I was just like, you know, this is where emo takes hold on everyone's life. Like, this was the era, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wish, like, I hope that what's her face, Amy Lee, is like on this fucking album. Because mm-hmm. this is an album that screams, I think Amy Lee is on this fucking album.
I will say, at least in terms of the music, this isn't one I'm very familiar with.
Sober was like a big hit, if I remember that correctly. Never Again, Don't Waste Your Time, Be Still was also a really great fucking song. Goddamn. This interesting era of a lot of pop rock, a lot of like singers, like pop mm-hmm. singers, like introducing like rock elements to their music, and it just all kind of sounds the same. And Jesus fucking Christ, yeah, that eyeliner is heavy on this fucking single cover.
Yep.
For Sober, yeah, that is I like to pop Vicodin all the time kind of cover.
Oh my god,
those are the vibes I'm getting here. No accompanying music video, but I do remember this song being real hot. This was a great song. This is with lyrics that use addiction as a metaphor for our relationship evolving around the line 3 months and I'm still sober. Breakups are rough, you know. Breakups are bad, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. You know what I mean?
Yes, I sure do. Thank you for bringing that up, Jason.
I did not mean that personally, Catherine. I meant general.
I know.
You know what's worse is when I said it, I was just like, fuck.
Disrespectful.
Yes, of course. I don't know how to get myself out of this hole. yeah, so this was a very, like, almost forgotten album. You know what I mean? Like, no one remembers My December unless you're a big Kelly stan. Like, big stan.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, so that's why, like, all I ever wanted was, like, more a return to happy pop and a very bad album cover. Like, she is just...
So bad.
This is just not flattering at all. My Life Would Suck Without You is the lead single, which is a mm-hmm. very Panic at the Disco kind of song title.
I do remember.
I Do Not Hook Up, which confirms like Kelly Clarkson won't just fuck anybody, which is sad, you know, like that ruins chances for all of us around the world.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
You think you had a chance with Kelly Clarkson?
Did you think you had a chance with Kelly Clarkson?
Maybe so.
Exactly. Okay. You know, we all thought we did. Already Gone, another song about being gone, you know. All I Ever Wanted, Cry. This is like one album that I will be honest did not resonate with me at all. Yeah. I was not so involved in it. And Dr. Luke is in this fucking thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
There are a couple songs that like I know off of it, but they're songs that, like I know them because they were on the radio all the time, but mm-hmm. I didn't like actively listen to it a lot myself.
Correct. And I think it's kind of reaching a point where it's just like Kelly was good enough to just even drop a bad album and still mm-hmm. remain relevant in some way. And not to say this is a bad album. Please don't come after me. Kelly stands. Okay. It's more of like I just have never heard this album at all mm-hmm. because I was just Breakaway had such a hold on everybody, you know what I mean? And that like we'll always come back to that. That's like our
will anything base. Ever stand up to it?
It's a toughie, but like she made pop hits. Like I Do Not Hook Up was written by Katy Perry, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like oh shit. I'm trying to sneeze.
Nice.
It's gone. Why you want to bring me down? It's like all one word. But yeah,
I appreciate that. Like little, I'm gonna call it a homage to Paramore's "Crush, Crush, Crush." Mm. Mm. That's what I'm gonna call it.
I love that song.
I know, right? It's
such, so good. Oh, such a slapper. So good. Crush. And it's so fucking good.
Yeah. Why haven't we done a Paramore episode? And you know who we can call on for that.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. We should though. We should. I think it's important. Even though like I still to this day believe that she should have left the band after Riot. Like that band should have been gone. She should have gone solo 10 years ago.
They're still iconic enough to deserve an episode.
Cause now she's solo and it's bad. So it's, you know, whatever. Originally All I Ever Wanted was titled Masquerade. But it was changed due to the similarities to other albums released at the same time, such as Pink's Funhouse and Circus by Britney Spears.
Yes.
So, you know, you can't just like hop, you know, you got to claim that shit first. You know what I mean?
Those were two great albums, though.
I guess All I Ever Wanted was a solid, you know, a solid plan B. Way to go, guys. Way to go, marketing team. Yeah, so this album was very much like more pop, punk inspired songs and a lot of dance and soul songs. So there's a lot more happy flavor into it. You know what I mean? And it's always about breakups. It's just constantly.
In 2009, like many of us, she's beginning to grow out of her emo phase.
Correct. So going past that emo phase, we get into 2011 with Stronger. And Stronger is literally like every woman, every man who's ever been divorced and is like trying to wake the fuck up. This is it. This is the, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Like every like older woman that I know who is divorced, like this is the song that they play when they take a selfie. Like this is the fucking jam. You know what I mean? And
this is what you sing to yourself.
Correct.
While you throw up in the bathroom after drinking too much, mm-hmm. you know.
Whatever doesn't kill you, make you stronger. And also, this is a theme song. I'm pretty positive for like antidepressants.
Probably.
You know, I'm beyond positive about that. Great song. Stronger is like, that's like the hit. You know what I mean? Every now and then, every artist goes through a phase of like not having like a hit. And this is like that hit, Stronger. Yeah. And then everyone's playing it everywhere. And it's nonstop.
Can't turn on the radio. Can't go in Kohl's.
You just can't do it.
Can't go in Kohl's.
Can't go to Kohl's without hearing this fucking song, brother. But yeah, I I think this was like this was the album that just like made this song, like this was that song for that album, and just like carried the whole fucking thing. And it's very like for your parents kind of vibe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like I kind of feel it.
It's adult contemporary.
Adult contemporary. I don't even know what that is, but this is like when I think of it, it's adult contemporary. Right? You know what I mean?
Like yeah. Faith Hill.
Correct. Faith Hill is 100% adult contemporary. Why haven't we done an adult contemporary episode?
I feel like, you know what? I feel adult contemporary is what your mom listens to. Like, that's the best way to define adult contemporary.
Lionel Richie is adult contemporary. My parents love
it. It's probably adult contemporary.
Yes, correct. Celine Dion, adult contemporary.
Exactly. 100%.
Like, that is as adult contemporary as you can fucking get. Someone gave this album 1 star out of 5, which is insane. Looking at you, the independent. Looking at you. Not very independent thinking there.
Pretty rude.
Yeah, pretty rude. All right. You guys are right. You guys are right wingers. You guys are haters. You guys don't want to be stronger. That's what it is. Yeah, which is, it's crazy to kind of see that like this album sold 30,000 copies in the UK in the first week. 30,000. That's like nothing.
Yeah,
but over time it sold like over like a million,
right?
Upon the release, it's a slow burner, correct? And it lasts the test of time, you know what I mean? Yeah. If people are still listening to a song that you forgot about 20 years later and are like raving about it, you've done a good job. Okay,
it's true. Yeah,
you've done a pretty good job. Yeah, Stronger, Mr. Know-It-All, Dark Side, I Forgive You, Hello. I remember Hello. That was a good one. Goddamn. Jason Aldean is on a fucking track. He's on a bonus track. Like, it's so weird. Very weird. Okay, cool. Yeah, no. Dr. Luke, dude. Jesus Christ. Someone shoot that dude in the face. Yeah, and then, like, you know, almost like 10 years later, she has a greatest hits album. You know, because everyone's got to have one at, like, Mark 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's enough of them.
Goddamn, dude. Yeah, Wrapped in Red. Was this a Christmas album? Yeah, this was a Christmas album.
Like, you know when you reach that level of success where you need a greatest hits album and you need a Christmas album.
That Christmas album. Christmas, pop, jazz, country, soul. Yeah, no one gives a shit about a Christmas album. I think that's fine. I will say, shout out to Kelly Clarkson for never letting people body shame her, and I think that's kind of a trend on a lot of pop singers, especially now, and just kind of, you know, people age, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like she looks phenomenal now.
Yeah.
And I think the media tabloids can never shit on someone like this, because it's like when people are trying to shit on like Billie Eilish and Christina and like Adele, you know, just being, you know, like, you know, just like when you that's watch like E shows, they're just like, oh, you know, they're just a little too big for me. And it's just like, no, like, are you fucking out of your mind, dude?
It's like, oh, I'm so sorry, her body doesn't fit the way that you want her body to be, because it's for you.
I know,
no one else, just you.
I know, dude. And she's like literally rips it, dude. Like, she could have one eye, she could have one eye,
yeah,
and be making way better music than you could, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like, that's talent, dude. Talent is not constrained by physical attributes. It's like in your fucking soul. Right. And she can fucking sing her ass off.
Right.
And still at like the age of like what, 40, can still sing way better than anyone else can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Piece by Piece. There's a remix, Piece by Piece. This is the one I want to fucking hear. It's all EDM. I need to listen to this shit.
Oh my God.
I need to hear this, dude. What is this?
Right up your alley.
Right up my fucking asshole, dude. This is what I need. All right. Oh no, I exited out. Where is it? All right, here we go. Perfect. Yeah, Piece by Piece remix. I feel like this is a why does she have terrible album covers? Why are these not good? Who's photographing her, man? This is awful. Her Piece by Piece album cover is fucking gorgeous, but like the remix, like goddamn, man. All they did was take the kaleidoscope filter and grab a piece of her face and throw it on with some fawn.
Oh no.
And I was like, what are you doing? Like, these are awful. These are terrible. Oh my God, dude. And then Meaning of Life was her last album, which was like 4 years ago. But she has a talk show now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she's succeeding on all fronts. You know, she has Kelly Clarkson has a fucking talk show, a daytime talk show. And it looks like she
won American Idol.
She won American Idol
and she has a talk show now.
She is the American Idol. Okay. She is the number one American Idol. Okay.
Carrie Underwood was the other American Idol who like actually went somewhere, right?
Yes. Yes.
Apparently a lot of the American Idol people go into like Broadway. I feel like we talked about this before.
Yes, we have.
Yes.
We did an American Idol episode.
Yeah. I realized that as I was saying it, I'm like, wait, no, this is.
Yeah, a lot of them go into Broadway, which is like wild to kind of think about.
And that's why they seem to disappear, because I don't pay attention to Broadway.
Okay, but imagine Kelly Clarkson on Broadway.
Oh my God.
Imagine her on like Wicked. Imagine Kelly Clarkson on Hamilton, dude. Imagine. I have something in my eye. This is terrible. Podcast falling apart slowly. Our bodies are falling apart slowly.
Yeah.
It's terrible. True. I will say shout out to people who listen to us. You know, it's kind of insane.
We joke about it, but we really do appreciate you.
We do appreciate, okay?
We preach.
We preach hard here.
So hard.
We preach so hard, man. We are here to preach and bust nuts, all right?
God.
Just for you. Just for you, man. Catherine's insufferable, but I embarrass you. And that's what I do. I'm here to... So
I'm insufferable, but you're not?
I think you're definitely way more insufferable than I am. You're literally like, all right, guys. So here's a little tidbit. Okay. When we were hanging out this past weekend, Catherine is like that annoying kid brother that just like when they just like do some like small mischievous shit, it's just like, hey, like that's Catherine, and then runs like away.
What did I do?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Do anything.
But I've seen you do that face and that posture of just like, hey, like you're that fucking guy from Recess. What's his name? He was a snitch.
Oh, I don't remember.
Randall from Recess.
And he would always. I love snitching on people. I think it's hilarious.
Catherine,
believe it's someone I don't like, and if the consequences aren't dire, like Catherine, I wouldn't snitch on someone if it got him fired, but
Catherine will call the police on you. Confirmed. Mm-hmm. She's like, yo, he's like, yo, you want to see something funny? 911.
No, if it's going to result in police or someone getting fired or something like intense, I won't snitch. But if it's just going to cause a little drama, 100%.
Hello, officer. This car is double parked in my parking space.
No, what you do then is you snitch on cop cars who are parking illegally to the tow truck companies and you tow the cop car. Use your snitching for good, people.
All right. So
get the cop cars towed.
All right. All right. That's right, guys. We are sponsoring Calling the Cops on Cops. All right.
And calling the towing companies on cops.
Yeah. You know, call the.
A lot of them charge more for government vehicles.
That's right. That's right. Tow truck drivers.
No one's above the law. Even no one. The cops.
Imagine Catherine as a cop, dude. Imagine.
I'd be a pretty bad cop.
That'd be pretty funny.
I'd be like, oh, you're stealing. Oh, but you need that. You good. I got you.
That would be pretty funny. I'm not going to lie.
I pretend I do not see.
So Catherine is gone next week because she's going to Colorado. Why are you going to Colorado?
See my family.
You have family in Colorado?
Yes, I have grandparents in Colorado.
So that's it for this week. Kelly Clarkson is a god. Please listen to her music. Let's petition for her to make emo music again.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear that. I want to hear her emo side, like as a full-fledged adult, you know.
Yes.
I want to hear how depressed it makes you doing daytime talk shows. Because it's fun to an extent, but it's
soul
like,
crushing. I mean, look at what it did to Ellen.
I know. Look, it fucking destroyed Ellen, dude. Like,
Ellen is a shell of a human being.
You know, like the poster woman for being a lesbian, a white lesbian in America.
You know the saying that's like, you live long enough to see yourself become the enemy.
Yeah.
That's Ellen.
Yeah. Ellen is a villain, dude. I think we've known this for a long time. And just, we just kind of let it slide because she liked to dance and wear blazers all the time. Mm-hmm. And was friends with Justin Bieber.
And like, no one had ever seen a lesbian before.
Yeah, no one had ever experienced is this how all of them are like? You know, every one of your relatives. So it'll be fun, right, Kat?
I hope you can hear her snoring in the microphone because she's making little sleepy noises.
You should.
She is just. She's
bring
out.
Her, you should bring her up to the mic.
I can tell she's asleep because she stopped purring.
I think your cat's dead, dude.
She's there.
No, oh, okay. You're
making little weird noises.
Well, that would have been content if she died. What the all right. Fuck? I don't know. All right, guys.
Bye. And I'm insufferable.